This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America. Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Continuing to monitor the situation, of course, in Los Angeles at UCLA on the campus there. There has been another dispersal order, of course, given. And the police have been showing up and getting ready. And we're monitoring whatever we can here, of course, to see what's happening right now live at that campus. It's about 2:06 a.m. on the east, on the west coast, of course, 5:06 a.m. on the east coast. So we're continuing to watch, folks. Obviously, something is going to happen. Something is happening, and we're definitely going to let you know as soon as we find out. But the protesters there have been ordered to leave. We still see, of course, that there's standoffs going on. And we're going to continue to see how this unfolds throughout the wee hours of the morning. So here we go, folks. This is one of those times when there's an uncertainty factor, but definitely there's going to be some heavy police action, we would suspect, here very, very soon. And also, of course, this is all happening in a big blue city, Los Angeles, with Mayor Karen Bass, a Democrat. They're obviously looking at this very closely in terms of how the perception is going to be, how the optics are going to look. Yes, I know it sounds terrible, but that's exactly the kind of thing I think that's more in their consideration right now, other than trying to clear out these protesters, which do have bad actors with them. There's no doubt about that. That's why it blew my mind earlier at the White House press briefing room when Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the idea, are there any bad actors? John Kirby had said, well, there's no real evidence. We don't have any intelligence at these protests that there are bad actors. I just don't buy that. Do you? Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday morning edition of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message, you want to pick up the podcast, or you also want to find the live streams for the program right there. Wherever they are, we're going to have them listed right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And so head over there, find out more about the program as well. Also, and I want you to stick around for this morning, folks, especially if you're just waking up, turning on your radio, getting ready for your day, or perhaps even driving wherever you're headed right now, be sure to stick around with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We speak with them every Thursday morning here on the program, and we have a very, very important conversation planned for you this morning. So Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America will be with us. CV4A.org is the website. You can also find them on X at Concerned Vets. All right. So once again, folks, the protests continue. There are demands that these protesters are making, and namely, they are divest of everything, anything to do with Israel that the university is either paying for, investing, or supporting in any way. That's one of the things that they want. And, of course, also they continue to support Hamas by definition, right? I don't know how you go out and do this and not really support Hamas. But, again, it's almost mind-boggling to understand that if they understood exactly what Hamas was, that they would not be doing this kind of action, this kind of protest. But nevertheless, and we've been telling our listeners about this morning, Nevertheless, and I don't know, I guess you can file this into the, well, stranger things have happened, but we're not surprised file. That's an actual file. Stranger things have happened, but we're not surprised file. An Iran university is offering scholarships to U.S. students expelled over Gaza war protests. Mohammed Moazini, head of Shiraz University in Fars, which is in Iran, made the offer to students demonstrating against Israel's actions in its war against Hamas in Gaza. Iran's state-owned outlet Press TV is reporting. Goes on to say, Mohammed Moazini, head of the Shiraz University, says students and even professors who have been expelled or threatened with expulsion can continue their studies at Shiraz University. Think about that, folks. Wow. You could, in other words, you could get expelled from Columbia University, right? You could get expelled from UCLA. You could get expelled from Yale. They will take you at Shiraz University in Fars province in Iran. So he goes on to say they can continue their studies at Shiraz University. And I think that other universities in Shiraz, as well as Fars province, are also prepared to provide the conditions, he said. this is such a serious situation. It does. I mean, laughing is not my intention in the grand sense, but it's interesting to me that you now have a university in Iran, that is now actually offering scholarships or offering for students to go there. And there's a lot of people. We had a great call, by the way, in hour number one, from John in Sarasota saying, yeah, well, I'll start it off. We'll get the ball rolling here to fund actually sending people over there if they want to go there. But here's the irony, folks. This should not be lost on anybody, because can you imagine you're a protesting student. You're really mad about the Israel-Hamas war, which Hamas started, by the way. They're not protesting that. They're protesting Israel. But you get the opportunity now to travel abroad and go to a university in a country that not only shares your hatred for Israel, but also has attacked Israel. For real. But here's the irony. You might get there and you might find out that, well, maybe they don't like a lot of other stuff that you think or do. See, that's the point. That's exactly how Hamas is. That's who you're supporting. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Oh, the irony of it all. Stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So once again, my friends, we are monitoring what's happening. ABC 7, which is the local ABC affiliate in Southern California, has a helicopter shot of what's going on right now. As we continue to wait and see what's going to happen next at UCLA. And, you know, something occurred to me. You know, you've got these protesters, and they're making these demands and so on and so forth. And by the way, Portland State University has now caved in to the demands of the activists or the protesters, the anti-Israel protesters. Evidently, they won't be charged for anything for taking over a place called Miller Library. They're not going to be suspended or expelled. They're not going to be punished for their role in the occupation that happened. And get this, and the administration is now vowing to support scholarships and creative works dedicated to Palestine. So, okay, again, this, it's interesting to see, you know, just how quickly sometimes the cave-in actually does occur. But it occurred to me when watching these the video of this protest at UCLA, you know, they're out there and they're making their demands and so forth. But if and by the way, there are some, not us, not on this program, but some are hailing them as, you know, they're resistance fighters, they're freedom fighters. They are, you know, shining the light on genocide and all that stuff that is supposed to sway you. But it occurred to me that if you were out there protesting, oh, I don't know, higher taxes, right? If you were out there protesting weak leadership on the global stage by the Biden administration, if you had the gall to protest and make your voice heard about the open border and the obvious national security implications that that has, if you were to protest the ongoing inability for this administration to get any handle on the economy and to continue to create the situation and the atmosphere by which inflation continues to run rampant, if you were out there, you're going to protest those things. Well, first of all, they'd probably just call it a Trump rally. and then, just to top it all off, they would then say that you're trying to take away democracy. I just mentioned this, yeah, in a little bit of a humorous mode, but I mentioned this because that's exactly the kind of ridiculous nonsense that the far left, the Democrat Party elite, the mainstream media want to be able to foist upon you. Because I would think, and, you know, I think people are making their voices heard on the border, no doubt about that. People will go to a political rally or a Trump rally, like in Wisconsin. Donald Trump is in Wisconsin on Wednesday. And that's one way of showing, look, these are important issues. Weak leadership or no leadership, lack of leadership, reverse leadership on the world stage when it comes to what's happening not only in Israel but Ukraine, build up in China, these kinds of things. And then, of course, you have the economy. You've got the border. You've got crime. You've got any number of things that are affecting everybody, no matter where you live, by the way, in the country. And, yeah, that's it. But for some reason, anybody who's concerned with those things are obviously want to take all your rights away. The same way that James Carville, and we've got a little couple of laughs about this morning, because, you know, we can't tell you exactly what James Carville said because you can't say it on the radio. But James Carville is actually trying to sway young people by telling them, you know, you're going to have every right that you ever had will be taken away, right? If Donald Trump. And so these young people are going to have to vote for Joe Biden. They don't really want to vote for Joe Biden in the strict sense. But James Carville demonstrating how far off they truly are in terms of knowing that the election is not just in hand for them. And by the way, I say that, and I say that with open eyes, because it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. I don't think that there's some article that will come out or some other kind of consensus that will happen that will simply say, yeah, now we're just marking time to the election. I think generally speaking, especially if you talk to people in your own orbit, and you all kind of know which direction things are going, and you know how your friends and your acquaintances feel, people at your work or your family members. And so we can kind of, that's a gauge right there. But make no mistake, because the way the messaging works with the Democrats and the far left, they absolutely will be putting up the biggest fight you have ever seen going into Election Day. And that's why we hear these cockamamie things from people like James Carville and saying expletives that he knows can't be repeated, you know, on broadcast or this kind of thing. But they are demonstrating how much worry they truly have about this. And that's why they're going to throw into the mix abortion and things like that in order to try to skew everything. So, again, yes, you've got these issues, the border, the economy, foreign policy, the wars that are going on, the potential wars and attacks that we could suffer because those weaknesses are demonstrated so, and, you know, I would say so very well. Those weaknesses are really there, doing a great job of being weak, if you really want to put it that way. But because of those things, we should be running away with this whole thing. But, as I said, you just got to play like you're you know, several runs behind. You know, you just can't let up off the gas at all, because it's going to be a very, very difficult time indeed. No doubt about that. All right. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number. You can head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com. You want to send us a direct message. We've been getting a lot of great direct messages this morning as well. And that's always very cool in my book. Very, very cool. And probably as we head up to the top of the hour, I want to read a couple of those and say thank you to some people as well for sending them in. It's always great to get great direct messages. And when we come down to the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking again, of course, with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. I sure hope that you can stick around with us for that, because we always have a really good conversation. And by the way, as we've been mentioning this morning as well, the Fed right now says that inflation progress has stalled. Like, we knew that. That's not a surprise. But they have a wait and see stance now about the rates. And the stock market shot up about 500 points earlier, but then it kind of closed mixed, as we've been seeing this morning. But that's because they really want this rate cut. They really want something to happen. But it doesn't look like it's going to obviously not happening at this meeting, maybe the next meeting. And that to me is kind of like, I don't know if it's like Lucy with the football again. You know, it's like, no, if I could try to kick this football, you know, like get excited about a rate cut, you're just going to take the football away. Oh, no, Charlie Brown, I'm going to hold the ball. It's fine. You know, and then, of course, Charlie Brown goes and tries to kick the football and Lucy takes it away. Of course. But obviously, they've got some bigger fish to fry here, because it is an election year. They've got to do something, I think, in their mind. And of course, it's always going to bring this notion in. Well, you know, how independent is it? And you know, is it really, are they really just doing this based on numbers, the things that they see in the economy? You know, because I don't think they're going to get to that 2%. I don't think that they're going to hammer this thing down to where it complies with what they said. Because as Janet Yellen even said, what was it, about a week ago or so? Well, you know, we're going to get it into the twos. We'll get it into the twos, which to me isn't two. You know, it's 2.9 or something like that, right? But at any rate, they know that this inflation issue is much grander and much harder to deal with, perhaps, than they ever thought it might be. But so I do think that they'll just have to revise what it means to be acceptable amount of inflation for them to start cutting rates, because the other consequences could be very dire indeed. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are going to come right back. We're going to talk with Jimmy T. Smith. Don't go anywhere.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
U.S. USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday morning continues. And if it's Thursday morning and it's the bottom of hour number four, you can better believe we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. You can also find them on X, formerly Twitter, of course, at Concerned Vets. So once again, welcome back, Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Kyle. It's good to be back. It's been a very good week since last we talked. I've been engaging in Iowa and talking to a lot of people out there. But it's one of the things where, you know, Kyle, I'm starting to see that people don't really realize who CVA is and why we take on the issues that we take on. And that's one of the things that I really want to talk about today.
Sounds good. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we talk about the issues, of course, with the VA and the VA healthcare system. But that's actually only a piece of the puzzle. We talk about foreign policy with a concept of realism and restraint, and that's a well-known, well-established philosophy where we who are veterans or those who are currently serving, we know what it is to have to deal with bad policy decisions around the world. So whenever we're sending troops in, you know, the men and women around the world who have never worn the uniform or who are currently not wearing the uniform don't really realize what it is to personally have to put their skin in the game and put their life on the line because somebody in D.C. or wherever around the nation who makes a decision is going to send troops in and use the military and create conflict. Well, we're the ones who have to deal with that. And having the most trusted voice on those issues, because we do, it gives us the ability to talk about foreign policy and why foreign policy is important to America. Then when I tell people that's only part of the problem, because we have a policy that is based on energy and our economy. And they look at that and go, how's that important to veterans? The first one to get, because, yes, of course, obviously, we have skin in the game. But if you look at so much of the things around the world right now, it is based off the Middle East, which is only 4% of the global economy.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, Kyle, they really don't realize energy is one of the key factors to bad or broken foreign policies. How many times have people said no war for oil and things like that? That shouldn't even be part of the conversation. But we find it is. And then, so we tell them, because if we can do things like produce our own energy in America and be energy independent, there's less chance of foreign conflict and issues in foreign policy. It also means that we can help our allies as well. And since America is committed to helping our allies, we can provide more energy to them. They're less dependent upon the same people they consider enemies. It not only helps America be strong and secure and independent, it helps us for those who are relying on us to use our military. And then, of course, last but not least, is when we go to look at the issues of the VA after the broken foreign policy, after having to deal with a lack of energy independence and the need for our allies to be dependent on other people's energy. You know, all these things tie into the potential for a veteran to be wounded in either conflict, in training, or just deal with the challenges of transitioning out of the military after being in the military service. So all these things tie in, and I have to tell you, I was having a fine cigar the other day in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And some of the people there, as I was sitting around talking, were just surprised that whenever they hear things like Concerned Veterans for America, they're like, well, where's your post? And, you know, could you guys help me with my VA claim and things like that? And it's like, no, do you not realize that veterans are the strongest voice to guide America to a better future, to more freedom and prosperity? And they've never even heard about those things. And it's like, okay, next time I get on the radio, I'm going to help make sure it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans are the voice for freedom and prosperity because we're the ones who had to deal with those things when we're in the service and subsequently suffer with those things after the service.
Well, I think that is absolutely the right thing to do because, as you say, I mean, if you've been involved in it, and a lot of times, you know, Even in military operations, people on the front lines kind of know what's happening more so than sometimes, you know, people way in the back, basically. And so they're looking for those kinds of insights. But when you talk about how all these things are interconnected, I think that's really important because, as you said, if you don't have energy independence, but then you get involved in foreign conflicts, it's the military you send, which unfortunately you're going to have casualties, and that's where the VA comes in. So, yeah, it is all one big circle, it seems.
It is, and it's really important, though, that veterans are the ones who start speaking up on this. And there's a lot of great groups that do great things for veterans, but it's the opportunity for veterans to do great things for America because we shouldn't take off the uniform and go home and stop serving. Most of us don't want to, right? We still want to serve and have a great and strong America. So CVA is the ability to show that you're concerned for America's future, you're concerned about the foreign policy, you're concerned about the energy independence, and you're concerned about all these things when it ties into the effect it has on veterans. And so this is why we're going around and we're continuing to grow the Army and continuing to engage people. And my job specifically is I'm going into district-level offices, into states that we don't have teams in, and providing them the information about why veterans are concerned for America.
Well, indeed. And this is, and you mentioned about the website, cv4a.org. And if you go there, you've got all kinds of information, especially, for example, on the policy priorities that CVA has. In addition to, there's a wealth of information, too, in the Overwatch section about all the different things, especially recently. We've talked about it in previous weeks about the different issues at the VA and how these things are being brought into the light. So it's all very comprehensive.
It is. It really is. And again, that's where we're a unique organization. We really look. I love my membership and the VFWs and the American Legions and the DAV. I'm members of all those things. But what we really do is the one unique thing is give veterans a voice about these issues in ways that they can help guide the country. So if you think about it right now, at the very beginning of the Ukraine war, there was this blank check mentality. We gathered up enough voices of veterans to say, listen, we understand that you guys want to help or potentially facilitate some assistance into Ukraine. What are the goals? What are the purposes? No blank checks. And now it is common language because veterans have gathered together, called, visited offices, and spoke up about no blank checks to Ukraine, and because it's our tax dollars. That's the effect when you have a group like ours that's engaging in the community that then leads into engagement into the congressional members' offices to call them in and visit them and go up onto the Hill. That's what you can do. That is the power of the voice of veterans. That's why Concerned Veterans for America is able to bring in people and say, I'm a veteran, sir, and I'm concerned for America. It does work. People should basically focus on they can still serve this nation, and we're here to help them do it.
Well, indeed. One of the other things, too, that Concerned Veterans is involved with is taking a look, especially with what our footprint is, for example, in the Middle East. And a lot of times you and I talk, and there is a real concern about the safety of our active military in some of these places.
There is. And, you know, one of the things we do is we provide answers. So as I'm going around to the offices, I was talking to Senator Grassley's office the other day, and they're like, so you think we shouldn't be in the Middle East? And it was very clear they were misunderstanding what we and other veterans think. And that's like we don't want to be not involved in these areas. We just want to be involved in a way that doesn't needlessly put our troops in at risk. So as an example, we want troops out of Syria and Iraq because ground troops on the ground are a trigger or a tripwire to a potential regional war. But if you have them on a ship, you can easily ship in and ship out. If you fly over, you can fly over and fly out. It doesn't provide a consistent ability for the enemy to attack us. So that's where we kind of example. Go back to the Cold War era. Here's the answer to this issue. Go back to the Cold War where we did not have boots on the ground in all these countries, mm-hmm. and we did not have all these countries constantly attacking us. That's one of the reasons that we talk about, you know, we're concerned about this, we're concerned about that, and we provide the answers because veterans are answer-driven organizations or answer-driven individuals, and that's where we're unique.
Very, very cool indeed. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, thanks again so much. We're going to talk to you again next week, my friend.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks. God bless. CV4A.org is the website, everybody. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear.
Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday morning edition. And that was really great talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. I always learn a lot, by the way, when we talk with Jimmy. And once again, their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And the X handle or the Twitter handle is at Concerned Vets. So you definitely want to go over there and check them out. We have been checking out during the break here some of the developments that appear to be ongoing here at UCLA on the West Coast. It's about 2:48 a.m. on the West Coast. The LAPD and Highway Patrol evidently are massing at the bottom of a staircase that's outside a place called Royce Hall, and the protesters have really tried to put themselves in front of that such that the police officers can't get access. And there have been just in the last few moments a little bit of scuffles that have been transpiring there as the police officers begin to rip away some of the banners that they have, and then also some of the other objects they may have in their hands. They've also tried to bring down what appear to be big wooden pallets to try to use as shields as well. So it's starting up little by little, it would seem. Obviously, the police using a lot of restraint. That would be the word I would use this morning, is that they seem to be using a lot of restraint in terms of how they're trying to size this up and how they're going to actually move in. Because the order to disperse from the encampment has been given. The police evidently, the law enforcement has authority to take this action. We know right now there are literally hundreds of law enforcement officers there at the campus in various areas, some in other staging areas, it would appear. So this is something is going to continue on. However, that being said, I would not be surprised if in the morning light you still have these encampments there, only because, again, I think they're using as much restraint as possible. And that's also because you know that part and parcel of making this so hard for law enforcement is also primarily such that Hamas, literally Hamas, terrorist groups and other sympathizers can try to get a hold of this footage, this video clips and so forth, and to say, look how brutal the police are, et cetera, et cetera, even if they do show restraint. Because the name of the game is going to be propaganda, trying to make their cause look as though they're being somehow legitimized. Look at poor us. They're removing us from the campus, and all we're doing is protesting against genocide. This is how the story goes, right? But it's something that I think, you know, if you think about it for more than a minute, you know, it becomes obvious what they're doing, how they're conducting themselves. And quite frankly, it seems to me that they've gone so far away. Let's even if you just gave them the benefit of the doubt to say, look, hey, well, they're trying to make their voice heard. Well, it seems to me that you kind of cross the line when you, you know, face off and have confrontations with the police, especially if you're trying to be perceived as altruistic. We're trying to stop the genocide, et cetera, et cetera. So you kind of get the idea, don't you? You kind of get the idea with that. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this wonderful Thursday morning as we continue through the program. And once again, the economy is going to be front and center because people are really starting to feel it now. They really are starting to see exactly what the Bidenomics approach has brought around. Even though they tried to eliminate that particular buzzword, people still know exactly what it is. They know that it's Bidenomics. They really, really do. And by the way, the failures that we see happening with the Biden agenda, with the Biden administration, they're not going away anytime soon. I think the Donald Trump at his rally in Wisconsin on Wednesday, sized it up pretty good about the idea that you've got the Biden economic bust, but it could be quickly replaced with the Trump economic boom. Let's listen in to Donald Trump from Wisconsin.
Biden job numbers are fake. He's counting people coming back from work. Remember, when we had the pandemic, people left, and they'd say, come back in 2 months, 3 months, when this thing goes away, come back. He got those numbers, and he tries to add them on. You call them, you know what they call them, part-time. They call them fake numbers. They call them bounce-back numbers. You know, it's a bounce-back, automatic. If this young gentleman right in front of me were president, he'd have a bounce-back. They'd say, oh, they were just our numbers. It's an important thing to know. But a lot of the numbers on that just came out on immigration and on employment were illegal immigrants. Almost all of the numbers were from illegal immigrants. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? The illegal immigration that being taken care of better than the people that have been in the country that are desperate for jobs. But when I'm in the White House, the Biden economic bust will quickly be replaced with the Trump economic boom. We're going to replace it. We'll replace it quickly.
And again, as I've been saying before, you know, Trump is the one who can actually make that happen. And I think this is why you're seeing a lot of different groups, you know, political parties, or people of different political parties, namely Democrats, but also independents. Because we talked about a poll earlier as well that showed that there's a majority of people who believe that things are out of control in the Biden world here. And in the planet Biden is not good right now. And a lot of those people are independents. And those are some of the main voters, obviously, that will help decide literally any election, as they have for such a long time. So people see the practical changes, the practical differences. It's no longer theoretical, my friends. It's not just, well, elect Trump and maybe you might have a little bit better. But right now, people are saying we had Trump. Then we went to Biden because now the adults will be in the room. And now we see exactly what happens when the adults get in the room, quote unquote, at least when they say that they're the adults and they'll be in the room. Now we have the problems that we're seeing in the Middle East, problems that we're seeing with Ukraine. We got the problems with build up to China. We got the border issue. We got the economy. We've got inflation. And now we got protesters on almost every major campus in the United States. And they're not going anywhere anytime soon, and it's not looking good. So, yes, I think people, regardless of who they might have voted for in 2020, even if they voted for Trump in 2016, maybe didn't vote for him in 2020, I think the results that they are seeing right now are incredibly convincing. And they're definitely looking at this very, very seriously. That's why the Democrats seem to be so discombobulated. That's why James Carville is saying what he's saying, so much so that we can't say it on the radio, right? Well, we did get some direct messages this morning. I always really appreciate them. I wanted to share a couple with you here. We got one from Joan, listener Joan, up in Seattle, Washington, listening this morning. She says, good evening, Kyle. Just dropping in to say thank you once again for your intelligent, informed voice of reason. Why, thank you. I mean, this really does me a lot of good. She says, including your regular contributors. So refreshing to hear your commentary and common sense explanation of the disarray our country is currently experiencing. Love your show. Thank you, listener Joan. I appreciate it so much. Always good to hear from you. We heard from Richard the Marine earlier today as well. We appreciate that. And then we got another really nice message just recently in Sarasota. Thank you so much for your wonderful show. You're very well informed and educated about the issues. I love waking up to your show on a daily basis. Great music and always fun. Thanks to your guests, too. And also, she has a throwback here. She says, especially loved your Christmas show, too, when your wonderful daughter read scripture. Yes, she read the Christmas story. Exactly right. And I hope this message brings you joy and hope. Thank you. And that's from Deb. I appreciate that so much, Deb. I really, really do appreciate it. It's always great to get messages like that. And as I've said before, this is the best job in the world, bar none. And I do have you to thank for that. And folks, as we're heading up to the top of the hour here, that's it for us for the day. But we're going to be back for the Friday edition. So I want you to do me a favor. Take care out there. But also, stay tuned to this great radio station for more great talk radio. Kyle Warren with you. We will see you tomorrow. Take care out there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.